Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should.
All right, there's Adam Sandler with the Thanksgiving song.
I forgot about that. You don't look impressed. You look like it's annoying you.
It's a little annoying, but it's listen. I've got as good a sense of humor as anyone. Turn that down, Max. It's time to be thankful, isn't it? As we do our last show before Thanksgiving, we will not be on tomorrow. Instead, the championship game of the Maui Classic, which could be Duke versus Gonzaga.
Be a good game.
Now, Duke has Auburn tonight in the semifinals. That's a matchup of top 10 teams. Gonzaga has Arizona, which had to come back in its game yesterday to beat Iowa State. So, good games tonight over in Maui, and the potential of a very marquee matchup with Duke and Gonzaga tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch. I mean, that'd be a great game to watch tomorrow, especially since you don't got the show. I can
just kick back,
recliner,
relax,
blanket.
Put the blanket over my feet.
If you need something, you'll call for Debbie.
I'll say very sweetly, honey, would you please
run to QT and get me a tea?
How dare you insinuate that I order my wife around like that? However, tomorrow I may. What are you thankful for? Let's start down that long list of things that we're thankful for, because if we're being honest with each other, we both led pretty lives that we should be thankful for. As I was working a little bit on a list, it occurred to me that why am I such a grouchy, bitter man? I've got a lot of good things in my life.
Yeah, things could be a lot worse. They could always be worse for anybody. So you just be thankful for it. I mean, obviously, the first one's family. I mean,
well, be specific. Who are you the most thankful?
My wife and kids.
No, like, even more specific.
I can't be any more specific.
Which one of the kids are you the most thankful for?
Both of them, equally.
I can't get you to. They may not be listening at this point.
No, but it doesn't matter.
I'm most thankful for my son over the other real or imagined kids I may or may not have.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it. That's
no,
all you got.
I'm not that thankful for him, but I am thankful for him.
Don't you think sometimes, if you didn't have kids, what would you be doing or what would you have done?
Boy,
isn't that a strange question, you know?
I always thought I'd have two or three kids. I wanted, obviously, if I had three, I wanted two of one gender and one of the other. But it didn't turn out that way. And I'm thankful for the way it did turn out.
Yeah, well, I mean, how can't you?
You've got your two kids.
I got a boy
and
a girl.
Good stuff.
It's perfect.
And you're thankful, as we both are, for our wives. I didn't meet my wife until later in my life. She pretty much came to my rescue in many ways.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I really can.
And it's true. And that's okay. I'm man enough to admit that. I'm thankful for finally coming to a realization in my life how valuable pets are, and specifically dogs. I cannot fathom how I lived the biggest chunk of my life without a dog. I just can't believe it. What was I like? What did I do?
I don't know.
I love my dog.
Well, I can't blame you for that. I didn't want dogs. I didn't. My wife and I argued about this forever. Like, I'm talking years. Years. I don't know. No. And I have no idea what I wouldn't do without our two dogs right now.
See?
And I hope she's not listening to this, because she's going to hold it over my head for a while.
Well, she should. If you were that entrenched about not having dogs.
I didn't, but I love those two dogs. You know, it's the old saying, you come home, who's the happiest to see you? No matter what. Man. No matter how their day went or my day went, the dogs are always there.
I got to tell you, my Misty goes nuts when I get home, but my wife starts screaming too. So she's pretty excited to see me when I get home, no question about it. I think I'm thankful for the sport of baseball as well as all other sports, but baseball has been my passion for as long as I can remember. I'm just totally enamored by the sport. I love it. It teaches great life lessons, as all sports do. But baseball has just been, I'm so focused on baseball. Even at this time of the year, I love to follow the Hot Stove League. I love to know what teams are doing with their personnel. I'm completely locked into baseball.
And see, mine would just be sports in general. It really would.
Mine too.
Because that's what I grew up with. That's what I love to do. And I could not imagine what I would be doing or what I would have done without sports. Sports brought me here to Wichita, Kansas, from Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada. Like, who? You want to talk about winning the lottery? Like, who'd ever thought that would happen? It's crazy what sports can do. The friends you meet along the way, the experiences you have, and sport. It's been my life. It really has. It's put me where I am today with my family, where we're at now with friends I have in town. Couldn't be more thankful for it when you look back and think about, well, it could have been this, could have been that. I'm very happy with where I'm at.
Certainly thankful for the newspaper career I had. It was a dream career for me. Maybe not everybody. Not everybody grows up wanting to do what I wanted to do, but I managed to find a way to stay involved with sports for my entire life, my entire career. I was a sports writer. So it worked out, and now I've had the opportunity over the last 20 years or so to be a regular presence on radio here in this market, and I've also immensely enjoyed that. So you talk about a dream career for an individual who's limited in intelligence.
It's well put, yep.
Yeah. Well I put. I managed to make that work in a way that never got me wealthy, but in a way that completely gave me pleasure for almost 50 years.
And that's something I think everybody needs to be thankful for, too. I mean, just because you're not making a ton of money, if you're happy with where you're at and what you're doing, that can and maybe we say that because we don't have a ton of money, that it offsets the money side of it, but people with money have problems as well. Everybody has their issues.
I always made enough money to live on, and that's... And I'm happy with that. I always paid my bills. I have a good credit rating. I could always afford to put gas in my car. And I never felt like I was struggling financially. So I'm thankful for that. Most of all, I'm thankful for League 42. It's been a game changer in my life. I'm starting to get emotional.
I can see that.
I can't not talk about League 42 without getting emotional, because the people that I'm dealing with on all levels are just amazing people, and especially the kids. The kids are simply tremendous. I adore them, all 1,200 that have come through our program over the first 6 years. We're already full for next year. I had no idea that it would catch on the way it has. We work our tails off to make this a good experience for kids. We have great ideas about how to further what we're doing in the way of education. It took me a long time to finally make this a priority. I've always concerned myself with baseball in urban area of Wichita, but now we've got this league up and running, and I hope it's around for decades. I hope it's around long after I'm gone. I hope kids get to play baseball and learn the valuable lessons that we try to teach. So that's love family, love all the career, the family, the dogs and everything, but League 42 has been just an incredible experience, and I'm very fortunate to get to relish that.
Well, it's good, and you know, not to we've got to know each other pretty well over the last couple of years, obviously. And, you know, what you're doing is unbelievable, Bob, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm not trying to pat you on the back or that sort of thing, because I know you do it because you love to do it. But those kids are thankful that they have it. Those coaches are thankful. And I'm sure all the donors and the people that help you out when it comes to that side of things are thankful as well, because it gives kids a place to go and play. And that's what it's all about. Let me finish.
Okay.
And what you've done is honestly phenomenal. And I honestly couldn't be more proud of you, because it's tough to get up and get something like that going, and you have to find people to help out, and you have to find money, you have to find people to coach, and you have to do all this, and it's got to be for the kids. And obviously, with as many kids as you have, and you're full already for next year, you've obviously done a good job. And it's something to be proud of.
I really appreciate that. I certainly don't do it for the accolades. I do it because it's a blast, and hopefully we'll get to continue to do it for as long as I'm able. Pastor Mike, you get the final word on this thankful Thanksgiving show.
Well, very good. So, and I do want to tease you at times that echo what Jason just said. Your work there was phenomenal. A lot of guys at your age just sit back in a rocking chair and quit. And so I'm just very, very pleased that you've done such a phenomenal work at such an elderly age. And so
there's always a little twist of the knife in there with Pastor Mike, yeah. which I appreciate.
Yeah, I think I get that from you, actually. So I think you hit me that way. But, you know, not to be too preachy, of course, that's what I do. But the old song, Count Your Blessings, and It Will Surprise You What the Lord's Done, I think it's a good thought for this time of year, even for the bad things. There's and again, not to be too preachy, but in Scripture it says we give in everything give thanks, even in the bad things, because, and to quote a great theologian, Kelly Clarkson, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, I love it. You quoted Kelly Clarkson. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's true, because it's. I know I've had some health issues and some things here recently, and I'm thankful for them, not because I enjoyed the hospital stays or all that went with it, but through it I learned, man, we got unbelievable nurses and doctors, which is a great thing to learn to be thankful for, and that people step up and fill in, and you're able to see them do a good work in your place, and that's very encouraging for an old man like me to see young guys step up and do some of the work that I was doing. So we can always be thankful for everything, and so everybody listening today, I hope they'll have a great Thanksgiving and just be thankful for all the blessings, and even be thankful for the bad things, because something good definitely can and will come out of it if you look at it the right direction.
Thanks, Pastor Mike. We appreciate it. Good to hear from Pastor Mike. And, again, we will not be on the air tomorrow. We give way to the Maui Classic. But Jason and I will be back Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to talk about how that day went.
Exactly.
We'll make our Orr-Nissan picks. We got Joanna Chadwick to preview the high school football championship games. Lots of other stuff coming up on Friday's show, so we hope you'll tune in. It's been a lot of fun getting to know you better. You've become a very valuable part of what we're doing here with The Drive, and hope that continues for quite a while as well.
It's been fun. I enjoy it. I really do. You know, I got to do a little bit of it while I was playing, and I'd come in. I was on with you and Hurdle there when you guys had the show a few times and that sort of thing. I enjoy it. I really do. I love the listeners when they call in with their opinions. I listen to yours and Jeff's and kind of shake my head sometimes, but it's all good and all in fun.
Hey, wait a minute. What? Come on, man.
The truth hurts sometimes, Bob. It really does.
You know, I had no idea what the banter was going to be like with Jeff when we started. The kid irritates me.
We can tell.
But we love him. And he's got his own views. He's stubborn, hard-headed. I don't know where he got that from. Well, but it can be a challenge, but it's fun to banter with the guy.
It is.
It's fun to hear the ridiculous things that come out of his mouth.
I even like arguing with him.
Yeah. So you don't get anywhere when you argue.
Absolutely
with him.
Nowhere at all. But
it's fun.
It is enjoyable.
All right. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. This is The Drive on KFH.